Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Non-Inclusion Constitutional Committee submission in Final Bill 7 condemned. ZCCMIH announces major shift from copper to gold and more. In foreign news, Trump praises leaders of Rwanda and DR Congo as they sign a peace deal. And in sports, FAS AGM briefed on a 2025 salary allocation for Chipolopolo coach. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. ZCCMI Investments Holdings has revealed that they are working on focusing on shifting from mining copper to gold and other minerals. Speaking in a presentation at the ZCCMIH media training held in Lusaka, Company Acting Chief Investments Officer Stumbeko Mubano says in the next 2 years, the company will focus on gold.
Under that, we are focusing on having a minimum of 20% shareholding, going up to 49%. And I think as early indicated, the revenue model, we are focusing on dividends and royalties or hybrids of the two, where you have both the dividend and a portion of your income is coming from royalties. Some of the services that we offer include geological information digitization. So this has been done at our technical unit in Kalurushi. We have a lot of documents from the time of ZCCM, which are in hard copy, and we are looking to digitize that information so that it's easier for our partners.
And ZCCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kakele Nwa says the training is meant to help disseminate information on the various investments portfolio and insights into the capital markets. He has added that the company is looking forward to translating the capital markets in different languages to ensure the public benefits from the investments.
The objective obviously is for us to enhance public understanding and promote greater local participation in capital market products, particularly through making investments in business entities. There are a number of people that may not have adequate exposure or information around how to undertake an investment in a listed entity, and our interaction with the capital market will provide us with additional information on how, for example, someone can buy shares or how to determine which shares to buy and why that should be the case. This afternoon, as already alluded to by our corporate affairs manager, we will transition to a more practical session.
Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana says the China-Africa Cooperation Initiative on television and radio is aimed at strengthening media collaboration, supporting institutions and contributing to the development of communities. Mr. Kawana says said this when he officiated at the China-Africa Audiovisual Showcase in Lusaka. He has explained that the initiative provides a platform for the exchange of content, skills and technology between African and Chinese media institutions, which is vital in promoting cultural understanding and shared development. Mr. Kawana notes that enhanced cooperation in the media sector will help strengthen local broadcasting capacity, improve content quality and ensure that developmental messages reach communities in a more effective and impactful manner. He further says that government remains committed to promoting partnerships that support knowledge sharing, innovation and the growth of the creative and communication industries. The Permanent Secretary adds that the China-Africa Audiovisual Initiative also presents opportunities for young professionals in the media industry to acquire new skills and will enable them to compete favorably on the global stage. Now, the Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Emboscha, has urged stakeholders, particularly in the private sector, to promote corporate social responsibility through events and festivals. Speaking during the launch of the Aseno Africa Funds Festival 2026, Mr. Emboscha says stakeholder collaboration can raise resources, contribute to the economy, and support vulnerable families. Mr. Emboscha says the festivals play as a strategic market, attracting tourists and boosting Zambia's international visibility. He feels the festival will contribute to the country's economy and support vulnerable families, attract tourists, enhancing Zambia's visibility on the international stage. He says with the initiative requiring funds, there is need to raise resources for corporate social responsibility initiatives through stakeholder collaboration. Meanwhile, Aseno Zambia Supporters Association President Venon Ngulube says the festival will attract over 1,000 international delegates. Proceeds from the festival. I'll read that again. Meanwhile, Aseno Zambia Supporters Association President Venon Ngulube says the festival will attract over 1,000 international delegates and proceeds from the festival will go towards charity and the construction of a mother's shelter at the Lusaka Cancer Hospital.
This festival, in as much as the delegates of funds, it is a unique opportunity with the far-reaching benefits that donate deeply with our community values. And this call and festival fund shines the spotlight of critical causes such as the mother's shelter at the heart hospital, demonstrates how support and charity unite and uplift the vulnerable among ourselves. Hosting an event of international repute like this, in partnership with the government and other many corporate sponsors, raises Zambia's profile on the continental stage and assures the world that we can attract and manage the largest and most impactful audience.
Now, still in local news, the Socialist Party has condemned the United Party for National Development stance on the proposed Constitution Amendment Bill 7 and has urged the UPND to respect the will of the Zambian people who have rejected the bill. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Socialist Party Lusaka Province Youth Secretary Bartolomeo Piri says the people of Zambia are outraged with the government's decision to push forward with Bill 7 despite widespread criticism and concerns. Mr. Piri says the Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mwitwa, has confirmed that government has decided to proceed with the original bill, ignoring the submissions that were collected by the technical committee from citizens across the country. He says the decision by government is a clear disregard for the democratic process and the voice of Zambians, as well as a clear indication that the UPND government does not respect the citizens of Zambia. He further says the minister's statement says the government will says the government will not incorporate the submissions from the people of Zambia, citing time constraints and impending dissolution of parliament, indicates that government prioritizes its agenda over the people's interests.
The minister's statement that the government will